Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With regard to Patriots ratings, which are down 35% since Tom Brady took off for a warmer climate, Tommy B 473 in the Twitch chat says, has a correction for me, I guess. We've turned into Jacksonville. Cleveland fans actually watch every week, good or bad.
Not true. Every market goes up and down depending on the success of the team. Ratings were up last year for the teams that improved year to year. The Patriots were up 17% from the Cam Newton year. We all have a little Jacksonville in us. We just don't like to admit it.
This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
What's up?
What's up, Brian?
So I think there's a lot of reasons that people aren't watching this year, but the product that Bill's putting out this year, it's just baffling, some of the decisions he's made. And, you know, it's for what they charge to go to a game from a premier organization to have one after another, just what the hell are you doing, Bills? I think that is probably a good reason. It's not just not being a fan or a fair weather fan. It's, you know, if the owners are putting the effort to make a good product on the field, then, you know, people watch. But if they're just trying to pocket whatever they can and make it Bill's little family office there, I think a lot of people look at that and just say, okay, goodbye.
So, Brian, there's no chance you would go to a game at the stadium?
Well, with my wallet, no. But I got to see Brady once. I mean, it's an expensive deal going to a football game, so. But watching, I just
so you're not so
I
just
can't.
Just to be clear, you're not going to watch Sunday. You're not going to turn the television on and watch any of this game on Sunday. You're not. You don't have You don't even have a morbid curiosity about Brian Hoyer.
I do. I do have a morbid curiosity, but I can't spend time and plan my day around the Patriots anymore.
It's just, wow,
Brian, is that morbid curiosity why you listen to this show?
Yeah, basically.
I mean, think about for the last 20 years.
Right.
People legitimately planning their weekend around a New England Patriots game.
Mm-hmm. It was different then. You had one of the best quarterbacks in the league for a number of years. Every single year, you knew that the team you were watching was going to, at least in your mind, thought, was going to make it to the AFC Championship and probably the Super Bowl. So you had interest in that. Could this team potentially be the team that goes undefeated? Like, that was like, those were all the things that, oh, I want to see what Brady looks like. And after another year, you know, then you sign some players that, oh, what's Stephon Gilmore, Darrell Revis, that interest level.
Do you guys think that Dallas is a fair weather football town?
No, I think that Dallas
right,
is America's
like,
team.
Right, that town is football. Well, last year the ratings were up 23% because they won the division. So every market has this. What this really shows is that whether it was Kraft or Belichick or both, what they viewed to be Patriot way versus the quarterback, it was the quarterback. And while this doesn't negatively impact the bottom line of the TV revenue because that's already been paid, this is a big barometer for where the team stands in the market. And that is something that the Crafts have been fixated upon since they purchased the team in 1994.
So they viewed it in your mind as the Patriot way, and that their fans would always remain loyal. And in your opinion, it was the Brady way.
Well, the brand loyalty, which has been shown, was at least in part to the quarterback, not to the, you know, flying Elvis.
Well, it was in part to the quarterback, and then when the quarterback left, you didn't do really anything that was like, okay, now you don't have the quarterback, but you have these players or this player, or you know what I mean? I think that's the difference here.
Speaking of Tom Brady, a little breaking news on the text line. Apparently, just TB12 just applied for some FEMA money for the hurricane. I don't know if that's – is that an accurate report?
That's no. Hilarious. I mean, how's last place?
I mean – oh, that's what the texter said.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they
know. You read the text that said, Greg, it doesn't look like you're on a diet anymore? No.
I don't know if they know what they're talking about. It seems a little early. Here's Jerome from Scituate. Hello, Jerome.
Hey, Greg, what's up?
What's up?
Listen, I got a bone to pick with you.
Yeah.
Curtis and Wiggy were the only one. Well, Wiggy wasn't there last week, but Curtis stuck up for me. I told you Aguilar... Although he fumbled, those receivers aren't as bad as you think, okay? And while I'm on a rant here, Brian Hoyer was the only guy that got long balls to N'Keal Harry. You're going to be surprised this week. You're going to see a good quarterback out there.
Okay.
All right. So there might be people that think Brian Hoyer is actually an upgrade.
Down here in Scituate, we get that saying, you know, a moving tide raises all boats.
This is Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Jeff?
Listen, I got and this is coming from a Raider fan, so I want to just preface this. I'm a couple years younger than you, Greg, not much.
Yeah.
But my team was once great, too. Does anybody remember that? 70s, 80s?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's something that happens. You're really at the infancy of stinking. In a more or less permanent sense. So I want to explain to you how this works. Okay. The NFL, first of all, and Curtis is always right, and he's perfect on this. The thing is this. The NFL, as a league, has done a better job than any other major sport at nationalizing team interest. Okay? So years ago, you're a Patriot fan, you're a Steelers fan, you're a Raider fan, and you live and die with that. Now, the NFL has done such a perfect job at marketing itself. So between the Thursday night, the Monday night, the FanDuel, the DraftKings, the Survivor pools, the Office pools, the Fantasy pools, people have not just a fan interest in their team. Now, caveat, if you're good or real good or maybe could compete like you did for 20 years, it'll be off the charts. But the minute you start to stink and it goes beyond, and when I say stink, I mean not be good. Because that's what stink means. It doesn't mean like you're, 10-7, you get killed in a wild card round. I mean good, and you know what good is, real good. Going to compete, maybe a Super Bowl, maybe a championship game, that kind of thing. But what happens to the fan base is you just start focusing on the other aspects of football. My fantasy team, what's my survival pool this week? Who am I taking? This is what goes on. These are the conversations I hear. I know so many Raider fans. I know Raider fans that have covered up tattoos, like back tattoos. When you stink for a long period of time, now you haven't stunk for a long period of time yet.
Yeah.
You're at the infancy of this. This is going to get more painful for you.
Yeah.
Because
wow.
Unless the Patriots turn this around, you, as an older person like myself, can't believe what you're seeing with this lack of interest. But it's going to happen, and it will continue unless you start winning, being good, being really competitive.
Okay. All right. Jeff says we are in the infancy of stink.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say
that's a t-shirt I'd buy.
Is that like a brief, like, underarm odor, or right. Is that more of a like?
No. Soon we will be in the toddler phase of stink.
So where do you think we are as an organization?
Stink.
Like the infancy of what?
Rebuild.
Rebuild.
Rebuild. So rebuild means that, okay, you're probably not, like he said, good.
So we're right now, I would say we're in the planning phases of the big dig. So in about 20 years.
So if that's where you are, think about it. It's going to take a long time because the interest level comes back when you're putting a team on the field that can compete for a championship. Mm-hmm. You know, no one cares about, all right.
If Rome was built in a day, we would have hired their contractors.
And I think that's what he's saying. We've had teams before that, yeah, they might make the playoffs, but they're not going anywhere. Yeah. That's what that fan was saying. Yeah. We've never had that before.
Mm-hmm. No, we haven't. And let's hope we don't have it for long.
The all infancy right. of stink is such a great term. I'm going to
really
steal
is. It. It really is. All right, here is Courtney and what is trending this morning.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. I don't know if you guys watched yesterday, but in baseball, the Yankees clinched the AL East with a win over the Blue Jays. Now, Aaron Judge remains at 60 home runs after he walked four times yesterday. There's a hilarious video. I hope Ethan can pull it up right now of Aaron Judge's mom.
Yeah, she's very upset.
Very upset.
Well, he only has eight games left.
Yeah,
but they were walking him on purpose.
Your son's getting $500 million. Relax.
People were so mad. I believe DraftKings actually refunded bets yesterday on an Aaron Judge home run because he got walked so many times.
But honestly, it's kind of cheesy. Like, let the guy hit the ball.
Yeah,
like throw. Who cares?
Why are they doing that? Right. It's like a good thing for baseball.
Yeah, you don't want to see history made? Like, what are you doing?
Not. You don't want to be the guy.
Nobody wants to be the guy that gives it up. But I'm sorry, like, your job is to go out there and pitch.
Earlier in the year, I believe it was one of the Cardinals pitchers in Yadier Molina. Right, they come out on the mound. They've set the record for most games played together and stuff. And Christian Yelich just stood there in the box and took the first pitch. Let him have the first strike. Who cares? Like, give him the home run. Who cares?
Yep. And another one for the Red Sox tonight with Baltimore at Fenway. First pitch, 7:10. You can catch all of that right here on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. And be sure to tune into the Visit Massachusetts pregame show at 6:10. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Start your adventure at visitma.com. And according to Alex Cora, weather permitting, Chris Sale is planning to join the Red Sox for their final three games at Fenway next week. With so much to love, you don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. With four complete details and to find your authorized Subaru retailer, visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted. Gresh throwing some major shade.
It's hilarious.
With Sister Jean at 103 years old throughout the first pitch yesterday. And somehow on ESPN, they did a side-by-side of Greg Hill's at the Polar Park. Sister Jean, far better arm than Greg Hill.
I'm sure she did. I will never, ever step on to any kind of a ceremonial pitching mound ever again. I've learned my lesson.
God bless you. Well, despite the negative Patriots talk, it's sunny outside, 61 degrees, afternoon high of 71. A near Category 5 storm is barreling in on South Florida, so look out for that.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Governor Baker, during his monthly radio appearance, suggesting that he will veto, a big fat veto, on happy hour
for the beleaguered citizens of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So you almost got there. Mm-hmm. Curtis, you're being dragged by some for your opinion on this, which you expressed during the 6 o'clock hour during my lead this morning.
Yeah, it has no bearing on me. It's not about me. I'm an alcoholic. I can't drink in safety. I'll die if I start drinking again. Okay, so, you know, some people were waiting outside with booze a while ago. Maybe they'll come back. The reality is that it's not my weakness that should dictate your behavior. Your behavior should be whatever you see fit within the guidelines of a normal society. There are 8 states in the United States of America that have banned happy hour.
Only 8?
8. Yep.
So 42 have it right now?
Yeah. Correct. Mm-hmm. And really? Do you know Alaska, which is one of the 8 states, nearly 40% of their accidents are due to alcohol-related deaths. They have 40% of their driving deaths are due to alcohol. The highest such percentage in the United States of America. They have no happy hour. You cannot change behavior of others based on rules at a bar. If your intention is to get drunk at a bar, you will. And if you're an alcoholic, the price doesn't matter. It's the only thing in your life you protect if you're active in addiction. So you will spend whatever it takes, whether it's booze, drugs, whatever. So the notion that we're going to prevent restaurants or people that go to restaurants from having from 5 to 6 2-for-1 drink special because Governor Baker thinks you might get behind the wheel and kill someone, that is such short-sighted nonsense.
And I don't have any data to back this up or whatever. I'm sure it's out there, but I do think that people are certainly safer because of Uber and Lyft, are they not at this point?
They have to be. Have to.
I mean, yeah, but there's still, once you give people the opportunity to drink for half price, I mean, he's right. More people are going to, that might be casual drinkers and like, I can save money and get in the car. But I just find it like, for me, it doesn't really matter. I don't think the government should ever be policing what your behavior is.
But they do it all the time in
and
the
state. And that's why I have an issue with it.
Look at sports gambling.
Right.
You know, it's not only has it taken years for it ever to be something that you might participate in this state,
mm-hmm.
but there's all kind of provisions around who can gamble and
right.
college kids. Are college kids are we going to allow them to gamble their
and
money?
Gambling with credit cards.
Right.
And
I mean, we allow college kids to participate in the lottery, right?
Right.
But we're not going to allow them to gamble on sports.
What's this thing we just dealt with for 2.5 years that Biden says is over, right? COVID-19 was a respiratory illness. What is the number one cause of elevated risk from respiratory illness? Obesity. But we do nothing to address anything. Like, you can drive between here and my house in Southie and pass 15 fast food places where you can get double quarter pounder for half price. But it's like, well, I know you don't drive and kill someone on a double quarter pounder, but if the goal is to mitigate the cost of health care.
Like, if you choked on it.
Well, Heimlich would come in handy. But if you're trying to mitigate the cost of health care based on alcohol-related issues, then you probably should not have discount booze constantly, and you should probably adjust what we eat and drink. The reality is you cannot legislate behavior.
And that's why
By the way, speaking of COVID, I had the most surreal moment yesterday. Hmm. I went with this is how old I am, and I'm so sad about it. I went with Brees Hill because he's buying his first car because he's now in the workforce. So I went with him yesterday. Have you seen the billboard on Route 93 that the state put up? It basically says, it's like the Got Milk billboard,
mm-hmm.
but it says, got COVID, and then it says there's a pill for that. Oh my God. We literally went through 2 years of locking everybody down, denying people access to the gym, telling people they couldn't go to a restaurant, telling servers that they had to be protected by plexiglass, telling people that they couldn't touch the flag stick at a golf course.
Well, that was code, and it was applied at NEMA.
For 2 years, and now there's a thing that says, hey, got COVID, there's a pill.
COVID-19.
I know. It was verboten. You couldn't even joke about it. Now there's, like, jokes on signs across 93. It's wild.
You can picture Greg being like, Bree, slow down. I got to get a photo of this one.
Right. I got to put this on my IG.
He's got his glasses down. He's trying to find the camera.
Selfie mode.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Joke a stick in the background.
These people, they were like, they had the Orwellian loudspeakers like, get back into your home. There's a virus out here. Now they're like, hey, take a pill.
If you were on a walk outside without a mask on, people would yell at you outside of their car windows.
COVID's a little bit like, you know,
Michael Myers.
Just can't kill it, or...
But it's just like, so the other 42 states are all idiots. The rest of the country, outside of Vermont, so we have three of the New England states are part of it. So Vermont, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts all ban happy hours. So the rest of the country, the 47 states basically, everywhere else in the country, they are able to do it without, you know, massive, unique issues with drunk driving. And also, Boston, Massachusetts, within the city limits, like in the towns in like Eastie, Southie, 90% of the people that go to the bars and restaurants walk there. It's just so silly. It'd be one thing to just say the restaurants don't want to do it or whatever, but to say you're doing it as this stance that's going to prevent bad behavior is so backwards.
Well, that's where I really like have an issue with it, because I look at this like very similar to these people who yell and scream about, oh, the government needs to step in and change gun laws and things like that. But it's the truth, right? People drink, they get in cars, and they kill people. It's not
people go to bars and drink too much, and they've done it since the dawn of time.
Right, but my point is simple, Greg.
Why is tailgating legal outside Gillette Stadium?
My point is that it's the person makes that decision, whether they, you know, purchase a gun legally, whatever they decide to do with it, they make that decision. Whether they purchase alcohol or they go to happy hour. My thing is the government shouldn't step in and tell us we can't have this, we can't go out and buy these types of guns, we can't have that, we can't drink at this time. That's not their job. It's your job as an adult, once you're at a legal age, to purchase alcohol or to make the right decision. If you choose not to, the rest of us shouldn't suffer because of the bad apples who decide to do the wrong things. Yeah. And that's why I say... Don't get upset at the government because they don't step in for gun laws. But then you're like, why are they stepping in for this? Because in my opinion, it's like the same thing.
Here's a text that says, let me get this straight. Weed legal, happy hours not in Massachusetts. Yes.
Right.
I mean, weed should always be legal. It's far healthier than alcohol.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then every time I bring that up around Governor Sununu, he shuts it down. Like, can't we talk about the Red Sox? You know, but there's a liquor store on every corner in New Hampshire.
Discounted.
You can't even go to a grocery store without being hit in the face with booze. Like growing up, they never used to have that in grocery stores. Thankfully, I think Shaw's and Star Market doesn't have a lot of it. But in general, you sell booze now everywhere. Gas stations now have booze.
Yep.
Is there a Sununu doctrine, by the way, when it comes to the Patriots? I know he had one with regard to Alex Cora and the Red Sox.
He wants Cora to be the head coach of the Patriots. But so you're going to watch Sunday at home, you said, Greg. 4:00?
A
little crudité?
Maybe I'll take some of... is it okay if I take some of...
I don't know. Jackson was just filling a backpack.
Of the leftovers.
Oh, you could take some. But you're an older fan, Greg. The older fans are always going to watch. They're going
to
be there.
You think it has something to do with age?
Yeah, I think it does. I think more of like Courtney's age group and even Shime's age group, the younger fans, you know, under 35 years old, they probably look at it like, well, you know what? If there's not a good product out there or there's not somebody that interests me...
It's got to be flashy to keep your attention.
Right. And 100%. You know what? I'd rather watch the game where I'm starting my fantasy guy.
You're a huge football fan.
But for me, like, if the Patriots are getting railroaded, I'm just going to switch over to Red Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, yeah, I'm going to watch the Patriots game. That's my intent. But if the Patriots are getting thrashed, I'm like, I'm done with this.
Shime, you're going to the snacks.
And think about this.
Yeah, with that too.
If you're a younger person and you're in, like, a fantasy league and you're going, do I really want to watch the Pats, even though I'm a Pats fan? Or do I want to watch Patrick Mahomes, who's my starting quarterback on my fantasy football team? And I think that's what you get more of nowadays. They'd rather see...
A lot of people lose money in fantasy football. We should make that illegal.
You know, and I think that's why...
You said I was an older fan?
Yeah.
In the Twitch chat, a suggestion that I actually start that. Olderfans.com.
There you go.
As a competitive vehicle to OnlyFans.
I like it.
I think
that's a great idea.
You might be onto something.
For $2.99 a month, you can watch me play Parcheesi.
Yeah, people love a cougar.
Oh, yeah. And they love the cougars white foxes. I think.
Also, apparently.
Don't skin that one.
Also, apparently, in a direct stake to my heart, the supermodels, the hottest women in the world, love the older guys.
Yeah.
Have you seen my pretend girlfriend who she is dating, Emily Ratajkowski?
Yeah, I have seen this.
Oh, no, I haven't seen this.
Looks like Brad Pitt is taking her out on the town. But
well, Greg is sort of the Brad Pitt of Boston.
Yeah. Once she meets you, it'll be game over.
I'm the armpit of Boston.
The sweaty pit.
I don't think you have anything to worry about, though, because everybody that's been sources tell me, all those outlets are saying that Brad is dating multiple women.
Yeah, I mean.
So for Emily, this might be, you know.
Yeah, he's just smashing it. I mean, so there's always a chance that you can
swoop in.
I don't want that with her.
What do you want? You want more than that?
I want a meaningful relationship.
Yeah, you could probably
want love
with Emily Ratajkowski. You probably could, I love love.
You could probably pull that off then, because Brad's just probably, you know, like the booty call, and you would be the full time, you know, basically sugar daddy.
So I would just support her financially while she's having booty calls with others.
Pretty much.
Sounds great.
Open relationship.
Okay.
And you're there for the conversation when you talk about her day at work and you know things that are bothering her, all those things.
What's the age difference between the two of those?
Brad, I bet it's Brad's probably in his 50s.
But Brad looks like he's about 30.
I think he's 58.
Yeah.
Or 50.
He's almost 60.
Brad Pitt is 58. 58. On the dot.
And how old is she?
How old is Emrat?
17. 31 years old.
Okay.
All right.
So you have a shot then.
That's not bad. That's 27 years.
She's actually out of your age range, to be
honest.
That's
not bad.
But at least you know she's into guys your age.
Right.
Yeah.
So now you just need to become a, you know, heartthrob model.
Isn't there some sort of a rule where if you're Brad Pitt or George Clooney, you've had your fair share and you should be forced into leaving the rest for everybody else?
Wait, isn't Clooney married now?
Clooney's
married.
Clooney's married.
Yeah, that's how people in Boston feel about you and Ocean Prime.
Like Brad Pitt has had Jennifer Aniston.
Enough with the butter cake.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Angelina Jolie. Yep.
I mean, enough is enough.
Kind of let somebody else
for, save some for everybody else.
Oh, there's enough for Emily
it's
to
like
go
Wiggy,
around.
Wiggy's made 47 trips to the charcuterie thing for one. I'm going to have one pretzel and one little bite of prosciutto.
Right.
I save some for everybody else.
Well,
need
Leo
some of that
should
Vidalia
too.
Onion dip.
But Leo should settle down. It's time for Leonardo DiCaprio to stop.
But like the...
Who's Brady going to date? That's the most fascinating question.
Well, Leo's got to be worried because I think Leo and Brady enjoy the same field of women.
What
I think
mean?
That supermodels.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say five wide.
No.
Don't you think the fact that every day there's a new story that trickles out from an insider about the Brady marriage means that they are slowly leaking all of that information out so America is not shocked when they get divorced?
They're done.
Yeah, that's probably
They're done.
Yeah,
They are done.
I mean, like, if you don't see that.
Like, the latest one yesterday was that he took the kids to the Bahamas by himself. It's not about cheating. Like, nobody is speaking. None of the insiders are speaking. Unless they are allowed to speak. I think they're putting out whatever they want to be put out.
Now,
right?
She lies.
It's the same thing about when he had his leave of absence. The more I think about it, the more I think that his camp leaked that whole Masked Singer conspiracy thing. They also leaked the fact that he was in the Bahamas. Or was he here? Was he there?
He was
there
in Sebago, Maine.
I heard that he was in New York City, like, partying.
Right. Yeah. And they leaked that she lied.
Right.
Yeah, haven't seen that one. She now lied about him wanting to quit football or something along those lines to make it seem like, you know, that Brady had this conversation with her that about playing and, you know, they were always on the same page. And now remember how it was all like, oh, Brady's doing this. He's not, you know, being honest with Giselle or, you know, he wants to do his thing. They're trying to make it seem like, well, she knew everything. And she's the one who's now all of a sudden pulling up. Well, he told me he was going to retire.
Do you think she writes a book?
No, I don't think she seems like that type.
No, she'll manifest one.
Yeah, I don't think she seems like that type of person.
Well done, Kurt.
He's going to love South Beach, though.
How funny would it be if Brady moved back to Foxborough and it was her the whole time and he just starts dating a chick at the Red Wing Diner?
No, Tom. He's going to love South Beach.
Maybe because his experience wasn't great with a supermodel. Maybe he will just date. He'll
go back.
He'll be like Tiger Woods, like he'll go for the servers
at the Denny's
or the Waffle House. Yeah.
What if the Bucks get their ass kicked by the Chiefs? Brady's miserable and Mac's done for the year. Is there a phone call from Kraft to the Bucks for 1 year, rest of the season? Come in, get people watching again, and then you retire a Patriot.
I think he's going to finish his career with the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, he's going down there. They got all the talent. They got those guys locked up. Brady is going down there. And listen, the last time he dated a Denny's person probably was at Michigan. He ain't dating no Denny's chick.
And it's not like, I mean, Tua looks good because of what's around him. Right. It's not, right? It's not
I don't think Tua's Tom's type.
No, but I mean, it's not like they
the
would
say. The receivers
and
the coach are awesome.
They wouldn't say no to Tom Brady because of Tua.
They're probably like just like, Tua's just keeping the seat warm.
Yeah.
They want Brady. I think they want a quarterback down there because I don't believe, even though Tua might be playing well at times, I still don't believe that they think that he's the guy that can get them to the championship level.
Yeah. And they're still building that home in Miami.
Yeah. I don't think he is going to another team. I think he is done after this season.
No.
Yes.
Why would he be done if he knew he was only going to play one season? Why wouldn't they work it out and then him just retire?
He seems miserable.
He tried to do that, and the Bucks said you can't.
No. Work it out with Giselle, and Giselle knows, okay, it's only one more year, and then he's going to retire.
Because there's got to be more going on there.
So now that he knows there's going to be no Giselle decision on what I should do next year, he is not retiring. He doesn't have to sit down and talk to anybody.
No. Damn right.
Damn right. Damn right, Wiggs. All right, quick reminder that if you cannot listen to the show on the radio, you can stream it every day at WEEI.com. You can also download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. And then you can listen to us from wherever you are at any time that you want. And you can wake up every morning and ask your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Gresham Keefe coming up at 10. We'll be back tomorrow morning with the front office report, Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy. And I'm assuming that we'll hammer the Shime on Thursday Night Football on Amazon, Mr. Shime.
I would love to, Greg, but I will not be present.
Oh, wow. Can Henry come in?
I can try and arrange that for you. He's Henry the better one anyway.
I didn't realize that Henry only eats healthy snacks.
Unlike
his master.
Well, so he enjoys a good non-healthy snack. Like, he's had a couple bites of cheese in here. But for the most part, we try and give him, he loves carrots and broccoli are two of his go-to snacks.
Fraudulent.
And it keeps him svelte.
Fraudulent. He doesn't love them. He's a dog. He can tell you nothing else.
Well, no, I know he loves them because when you try and toss him something, if he doesn't like it, he immediately spits it out.
He loves
carrots and broccoli.
Dogs are like humans. They don't like carrots. They don't like vegetables.
Oh, I like carrots.
And usually dogs, they'll eat anything that hits the floor.
Right.
Henry, correct. Oddly enough, hates pickles. Mm. I once tossed him a pickle. I audibly heard him go, and walk away.
I don't think you audibly heard him say that.
I did.
This is Nate. Hello, Nate.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Nothing much. With the whole Brady thing, he did retire and trying to force the hands of Tampa Bay so he can go over to Miami. And the reports were also that he met up with the Miami owner, too, in the offseason. He didn't sign an extension, too, with Tampa Bay. And seeing the situation with Giselle and everything, and he's building a home over there, he's trying to migrate to his way on the east side of Florida over there. I really think he's still feeling he's at the top of his game and everything, and He's probably a top five quarterback. He's going to have the weapons over there. I have a feeling he's going to try to make his way over the next season.
Yeah, I know. I can't imagine him being done at the end of this year, Wiggy. You said
no.
He's done.
Hell no.
You think so, Curtis?
I do, too.
Because what was the big deal that he was having this year, right? We sat here and we talked about, oh, the reason why he retired is because Giselle wanted him to retire.
Right.
But they're saying that's not true now.
Oh, okay. Which I don't believe that.
I
don't buy that. So he retires and then 40 days later he comes back. So you're telling me that they couldn't work it out for 1 year?
Yeah.
I'm not buying that. And now he's going to be single and he's not going to have to answer to anybody.
Should Giselle and Tom separate, which is plus you have to bet 400 to win 100 that they're going to announce their divorce this year. Overwhelming favorite is that they're donezo according to Vegas. Oof. We have the odds on his next girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
500 to 1, the long shot on the board, Zach Wilson's mom, which I think is a great prop bet. Now, I don't like this because of his buddy, but maybe revenge that Gronk can come back. Camille is 40 to 1.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I don't
the
think so.
Favorite to date Tom Brady next. Any guesses?
Go back to Bridget?
If she wasn't dating Brad Pitt, I'd say Emily Ratajkowski. She's a supermodel, just the younger version.
Gigi Hadid.
Well, there's a Hadid, but she's not a favorite, and it's Bella.
Bella?
Oh. Okay.
The favorite, Courtney.
Taylor, Megan Thee Stallion.
Don't even.
Taylor Swift.
Really?
14 to 1.
No.
What a power couple that would be.
I would simply pass away.
No, there's no way.
You would just perish on
it
the spot?
It would.
There's no way.
She don't really look like she'd be Brady speed.
No.
Yeah, she don't. There's she's not no. in that lane.
Danielle is second, 17 to 1.
Brady going to switch it up. I'm telling you. He going like Megan Thee Stallion. He's switching it up. He getting into like...
What about like Halle Berry?
Halle Berry is 25
old.
To 1.
Yeah, she's too old.
Alessandra Ambrogio from the White Lotus is 18 to 1.
Mm. And Halle Berry's Ooh. Married.
You've never heard of this person, Courtney. Kim Kardashian, 25 to 1.
Don't follow. What about Sydney Sweeney? Is she on the list?
Ooh, no, she is not.
If you think that Kanye lost it over Pete Davidson, can you imagine how he would lose it over Tom Brady dating Kim Kardashian?
Donda Sports
being the stepfather of his kids.
Yes. Jesus be the goat.
Yeah. Lindsay Vonn, 25 to 1. And a MILF, Jennifer Aniston. Well, she's not a mom, but older. Jennifer Aniston, 25 to 1.
Nicki Minaj. He might
That'd
go
be a
after.
Good couple, Tom Brady and America's sweetheart, Jennifer Aniston.
She's
that
too
would
old.
Be nice.
What
she's
do you mean
too
she's
old
too
for
old?
Him? He's single now, so he's not going to be dating somebody that's his age. She might even be older than him. He's going to be
definitely older than
Yeah,
him.
He's going to be somewhere, you know, high 20s, early 30s, some type of model, young actress. He's not, you know, he's not going to be going
Ooh,
Florence
after Florence Pugh.
I think maybe he's just going to go regular Joanne Public. I think maybe this time, maybe
like Margot Robbie range.
Why does he have to date somebody famous? Maybe he's going to date a regular person.
He used to know like Jennifer Garner when she was married to Ben Affleck.
Yeah, she's too old. He's
not
going
that
young.
Much older.
He's going young.
What age do you think he's
going
to be?
I told you he's probably going late 20s, early 30s, and he's going in the world
You're
of
saying
Bill.
He's going to Greg Hill it.
Yeah, why would he go for an older woman? It's like Brady's. He's going to be living on South Beach. There's going to be models everywhere. He's going to be...
Olivia Culpo. He's going to swoop in, say, Christian, take a hike. She's beautiful.
And he probably ain't thinking...
Good one in the Twitch chat before we go. What about Dua Lipa?
Oh,
Greg, man,
that is exactly who he is going to go for.
He can meet her on South Beach somewhere, some kind of club or something.
Isn't she Spanish?
No. Yeah.
Maybe.
No.
I don't think she's British. Spanish. Yeah.
Oh, she's not?
No. British. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought she was a Spanish singer.
She was born in London. Maybe the Spanish part of London.
No, but she was. No, but
isn't she Spanish?
What are her parents? I believe her parents is Latino.
Gigan Lipa.
Yeah, I believe her parents. Listen, don't.
Her father is British.
I think she's Croatian.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. But she was her father's nationality is British. She was born in London.
All right. On that note, we gotta go.
Great show today.
Yeah, fun show. Thanks to Eastern Standard Provisions for bringing in the butter board and the crudité. It's not a crudité.
I think the butter board was
charcuteries.
Charcuterie boards. Thanks very much for that. We will be back.
They call it Montequilla.
We will be back.
crudité is, I mean, isn't that, is that Spanish?
She's Albanian.
Yeah.
Give me some of them Aussie tunas.
Like, I knew she wasn't white. I knew she was something. Like, I knew she wasn't just standard white girl. I knew she had something in her.
We will be back tomorrow morning at 6 with the Red Sox front office report. Gresh and Keith next. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you for
Adios.
Watching. Thank you for watching on Twitch.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.